former Green Bay Packers assistant coach John Meyer used to say tight end Paul Kaufman looked like a stork when he ran down the field. The kid from K-State had a crooked elbow that he just couldn't straighten out. But he was tenacious and out-hustled everybody on his way to the Packers Hall of Fame. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Don't forget, this is Catch and Match Month. Your gift this month to help support S&C is matched. It is going to be doubled. Details at WWIB.com. Paul Kaufman is 65 years old now, still living in the Missouri home his kids grew up in. And let's go down to little town of Peculiar, Missouri, and talk again with Paul Kaufman. It's an interesting story, Paul, of how you wound up playing for the Green Bay Packers. Would you share that for us?
Yeah, back in the day, they didn't have the combine where they brought players in and looked at them. And I played at Kansas State. I was a small tight end. I only weighed like 212 pounds. And at that time, Kansas State, we were arguably one of the worst college football programs in the United States. Every away game we played was the other team's homecoming. And we had one player on our team that really was draft worthy, and his name was Gary Spaney, and he was a linebacker, and he was my roommate. Well, the teams would come to work out Gary, and I would ask if I could go through the workouts too. And Green Bay came down and worked out Gary, and about a week later, I get a call that that the Packers wanted to sign me, and they offered me $1,000 signing bonus and a contract of $24,000 the first year and $30,000 the second. And I jumped at the chance, and came up to Green Bay. We had five tight ends at the time. We only had a 43-man roster, so you only kept two tight ends. My name was number five on the depth chart, and every day I was trying to do whatever I could to stay on the team. And I actually lost weight during camp, and so when I would weigh in, I would put a five-pound weight in my jock and put on some big double X-large shorts to weigh in every day, so I'd be, maybe 215, 217, and hopefully the Packers would keep me. And I was fortunate to have Len Dickey as a quarterback who would sit by me in the meetings and not only explain to me, I could know what I did, but he would explain to me why I was doing it and what he was looking at as a quarterback. Bart Starr, as a head coach, who appreciated somebody that didn't make mental mistakes. And my mom and dad were teachers, and my dad was also a farmer. And I just feel like I had the best combination of hard work and education growing up. And I think those things appealed to Coach Starr, and luckily he kept me that first year.
Yeah, yeah. So you were a walkout at Kansas State, a.k.a. tackling dummy, when you walked out as a freshman. And you got it figured out. You became a starter with the Wildcats and made the All-Big 8 team, and there you are. Even leaving Kansas State, nobody thought you could succeed, but there you are, Green Bay. You become a starter your second year, one of the top tight ends in the league, and eventually the Packers Hall of Fame, huh?
Yeah, it's a dream come true. And, I remember my second year, I came back to camp. I was bigger. I was stronger. I kind of really understood what I was doing. And I get a call during training camp to come to Coach Starr's office. And if you're a backup player and you get a call to come to coach's office during two-a-days, it's usually not good.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Starr told me to sit down, and he told me, he said, "I just want you to be the first to know that today I've released our starting tight end, Rich McGeorge." Mm-hmm. He said, "The way you work and the way you prepared, you've earned the right to be the starting tight end for the Green Bay Packers." And with tears in my eyes, I'm like, "Coach Starr, I will not let you down. I will do everything I can to prove you're right. And there's a proverb in the Bible that says the power of life and death are in the tongue. You can encourage people with your words, or you can discourage. And Bart was an encourager. He would challenge you as a man. You know, he would say, you are better than this. I expect more out of you than that. And, you know, he didn't have to beat you down or, you know, cuss you or, you know, call you names or threaten you. But, you know, when he spoke, he challenged you as a man to be a better person and a better player.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Paul Kaufman, the Packers tight end, with us here on Sports and Commentary, Packers Hall of Famer. And we've been betrayed by the clock again here, Paul. Running out of time, so let me see if you can come back and join us on the next Sports and Commentary. At age 65, I'd like to see how your perspective on the game has changed in your life and, you know, your relationship with Jesus. Talk to me about that when we come back here on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for being here today. A delight to have you on the show. Bless you, bro.
All right. God bless. Take care.
Yeah, you too.